This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, once again, allow us to express our gratitude to each of you for allowing us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to once again interact in this show with each of you. Now, that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication continues to exist, should you choose to do so, and once again, you will find that it's quite easy to alter your consciousness and enter into that meditative state, and once again, as well, it is your choice should you choose to do so. Now, this conscious creation process has been a theme, if you wish, that we've been involved in since we first began interacting with our friend Elias in this particular incarnation. The ability for you to consciously influence and to correct your reality is a phenomenon that's becoming increasingly available to each of you as you enter into what we have referred to as the new age and new energy. You as a human consciousness agreed to put in place, if you wish, or to alter the energy that comprises this vibrational level that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And in the year of 1987, the alteration began to enter into this new age and new energy, and it will be, for all intents and purposes, completed in the year of 2012, a 25-year period which you put in place, only because primarily you as a human consciousness and as entities in your awakened consciousness state lack to have validation of alterations through the utilization of time and space. You believe in time and space. That alteration could have been instantaneous if that's what you desired. But you see, if it takes time, or if you can in somehow measure a passage of time or a passage of space, then it becomes more real. More real because of the human consciousness belief system in time and space, the illusionary concept that there is a passage of time or that you exist in a certain space within this universe that you have created. In your awakened consciousness state, that belief that you are at one particular point, if you wish, in the universe, in the vibrational level, when in fact you are throughout the entire universe. Time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state. They're not real. You exist in the now. You exist in a reality that encompasses your past as well as your so-called present and your future. The now. The entire existence. And so it's possible, it would have been very easy for you to alter this reality, if you wish, to alter the energy that your reality is comprised of instantaneously without having to go through this progressive passage of time. However, once again, the passage of time in your awakened conscious state gives it validation, it makes it more real. And that's why you exist in this vibrational level in the first place, is to believe that you're not in control and that it's real. So that the intensity of the emotions and feelings can be much greater than what it would be if you understood in your awakened consciousness state that you were entirely in control and that it's an illusion. So you chose to put in place the time period for this transition into the new age and new energy, and you are nearing the completion of that transition. And for many, indeed, that ability, that capacity to consciously influence your reality is being experienced in your day-to-day activities like never before. For entities who are open, if you wish, to that concept, to believing that it's within your capacity to control your reality, the ability to consciously influence their reality is quite noticeable. And they are indeed experiencing those particular types of creation process. And then you have the entities that are reincarnating into this particular time period, if you wish, into this incarnational period, and are bringing with them the understanding that they are the creators of their reality, an understanding that perhaps is not there at the full conscious level, but nonetheless one that they accept as being a reality that's not only possible but probable. And you're seeing these so-called indigo children having all types of capacities that are almost beyond belief. Abilities that you look upon as being extraordinary, almost unbelievable. Those entities are simply entities who have existed in this vibrational level in many incarnational periods, but have chosen to reincarnate and bring with them at some level of their consciousness in this vibrational level, the understanding and the acceptance of the understanding that they are the creators of their reality, and consequently can experience realities that seem once again to be beyond explanation. And when you speak to those children, to those entities, they will suggest to you that it just happens. They just desire it and it's there. You see, it's not like they ask for it. It's not like they're sitting down and saying, well, if I do this and this and this, then some entity will grant me my wishes. Or there will be other entities who will assist me in creating this reality. It's simply that they have the desire and the expectation to experience what it is that they desire. And it occurs. And you look upon it, and many individuals give all types of explanations, and they call it a channeling, where they're channeling information from some other entity or from some other portion of their particular being. And if that's what you wish to call it, you can have that. It's not right or wrong to give it a label. Whatever explanation works for you is fine. We would suggest that at some level very near to their awakened consciousness state, they accept the responsibility for their reality, and as a consequence are quite successful in altering and manipulating that reality, of achieving what seems to be extraordinary for them is simply reaching out and taking what they know they are entitled to reach out and take. As soon as you enter into this new age and new energy, that possibility to consciously influence and create your reality exists for each of you. You have but to believe. You have but to choose to make that choice. You have but to expect it to come into your reality, and you can have it as readily as these so-called indigo children. It's available. It's not something that's unique to one individual. That's not available to each and every one of you. It's something that you chose to put in place, and you can have it if you wish. You have but to believe. It always comes back to that basic concept. You have but to believe. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. When you talk to the indigo children and you ask them, how can they do that? They will never ever suggest to you that, well, I don't know if it's really possible for me to duplicate it, or I don't believe that I can do it again, or I don't believe that it's within my capacity to do that without some other entity doing it for me or assisting me. And they suggest to you that we don't know how we do it, but they will never suggest to you that they can't do it. They expect to be able to accomplish what it is that they desire. They believe that it's within their capacity to do so. And many of them are achieving it at ages that seem to be incomprehensible. How can one have such knowledge at such a young and tender age? It's important to understand as well that age is only a phenomenon that you experience in your awakened consciousness stage. In altered states of consciousness, each of you is all that is. Each of you is the God that you search for. Each of you is timeless. Age is only a concept that exists in your awakened consciousness state. Time and space do not exist in your altered states of consciousness. And those so-called indigo children are the same entities that experience the realities at your so-called history and at times when you didn't believe that it was possible at all to influence or to create your reality, and in chose instead to put in place what you return as fate, that you set in place the belief systems to lay out your entire existence through a particular incarnational period that you could have very little influence from the awakened consciousness state. The same entities, the same individuals, if you wish, reincarnated with a different belief system. That exists for each of you once again, should you choose to become involved in that type of creation process. It's not something that's limited to only individuals who choose to reincarnate. It's available to individuals in all levels of consciousness, including in your awakened consciousness state. You, as once again the human consciousness, chose to alter the energy that makes up this vibrational level, and though it may seem like a very subtle change in that energy, nonetheless the capacity of one to consciously influence the reality has been increased at a magnitude that's almost beyond your comprehension in your so-called history. You have that ability. You have but to make the choice. To make the choice means to leave behind as well the blame for your reality to other entities. It means to accept the responsibility for the reality creation process. It's very difficult to consciously create your reality if you don't accept the responsibility for it in the first place. And so to enter into that new age and new energy, to consciously make that choice to have the capacity to influence your reality from a conscious state, means that you must alter some of your so-called belief systems in the reality that you've been experiencing. And the alteration of those belief systems quite frequently means that the reality that you've been experiencing will have a dramatic change. And it's not necessarily going to be a dramatic change, but that possibility certainly exists, that you begin to operate in a different sphere of influence with different entities. Your beliefs change, your reality changes, your creation process changes, and consequently, relationships may change as well. And it's not something that would necessarily be drastic, and it's not even something that you would look upon and say, well, I didn't expect or desire that, but just something that occurs as you enter into a different sphere, if you wish, of creation and of understanding of who and what you truly are, and you begin to bring into your consciousness that understanding and that ability to consciously influence and create your reality. It's like, as we've suggested many times, that when an entity is involved in an abusive situation where you have an abuser and a victim, it's the victim that primarily is in control. And when the victim decides to stop being a victim, then the aggressor has to move on and the relationship changes. The victim is in control. It's the victim who makes the choice to end that particular relationship. And by making that choice, the relationship changes. The relationship changes and the victim no longer maintains or upholds their end of the bargain, no longer lives up to their agreement to be involved in that relationship, in that reality creation process. And so it changes, many times very subtly, many times simply drifting apart of entities without really knowing why. One simply becomes more aware of who they are and begins to like who they are and begins to make the choice to terminate being a victim. And so it ends, and so it changes. And so it is, you're involved in a relationship and you choose to suddenly accept the responsibility for the creation process, and as a result of accepting that responsibility, slowly but surely one begins to change one's outlook on your existence in your awakened consciousness state, and one begins to subtly change belief systems, and one begins to subtly change their awareness of who and what they truly are, and as a result one may also begin to subtly alter their relationships. It's not a good or bad thing. We're not suggesting that you must worry about it or not worry about it, or it's something that you should contemplate and decide whether or not you want to be involved in this new age and new energy, but rather something that you should be aware that the possibility, the potential exists. Absolutely. Whenever you alter your belief systems, whenever you make a conscious alteration of a belief, it carries with it certain subtle changes in the day-to-day interactions and activities that you have with other entities. It's not a good or bad thing. It's not right or wrong. It's simply how it is. It's what makes your awakened consciousness state function as a society. It's what makes it so interesting. It's what makes it so that you choose to continue to exist within this vibrational level and to have those rather unique experiences where you believe you're not in control, when you actually are more in control than what you can ever imagine in your awakened consciousness state. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Can I? I don't know how to word this now. Okay, between a parent having a child. Now, a parent giving a child life. Now, would you say that the child owes the parent, you know, this life for giving them life? Like it could be a parent, adopted parent. I don't know how to word that. Now, is that a belief, societal belief, or a personal belief? You know, when we're born, you know, we're given life. Now,
this life is illusionary. When one enters into a reincarnational period, into a particular incarnational period where you are existing in what you refer to as a lifetime, it's important to understand that there is absolute and total agreement on all sides, on every entity involved in that interaction, that that particular reality will come to be in your so-called awakened consciousness state. To say that someone owes someone is a very difficult concept to apply. It infers that one is not responsible for their creation, but someone else is responsible. To owe someone means that they have a debt that must be repaid because that individual has somehow been responsible for their reality or the experience. And while that functions well in a society, it's what allows you to have your limitations. You can do this, providing that we receive this. Then there's nothing wrong with that. It's a societal agreement that this is how it will occur. But what you're referring to is this agreement that's made at a subconscious level to be involved in the creation process. And every individual involved in that creation process has agreed to be involved. It's not a sacrifice, it's an agreement. And so to say that you owe someone is to put a societal belief system on a subconscious choice and reality that you are creating. If you wish to have that type of societal belief system, you can have it. It has its drawbacks, its limitations, and where one feels like they are somehow obligated. But it's not necessarily right or wrong unless your society believes that it's right or wrong. But at some level of your existence, each entity involved in the creation is responsible for their experience. And it's not someone else's doing that gives them anything other than they choose to allow that particular reality to occur, and each entity agrees to participate in that creation process. It's an agreement. is not necessarily a gift from one to another, unless, as I said, in your awakened consciousness state, you look upon it as being a gift. That's a societal type of belief system, but certainly not one that exists at your level from which you create your reality. At that level, it's an agreement to participate in the existence in that particular incarnational period. One may look upon it that that entity that chooses to be born, if you wish, by other entities into a particular incarnational period may look upon it as not owing them at all, but wishing that it had never occurred, and feeling entirely the opposite, that perhaps someone had something owing to them. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
I have a question regarding ending our particular incarnation and a phenomena that in this society or in this society we call suicide. And my question is the decision to end one's incarnational period in that method a decision based upon emotion within this conscious period or based upon more upon a subconscious decision?
That's a very interesting question, absolutely. It's important to understand that you exist in this vibrational level by choice. Absolutely. And so if you choose not to exist or to continue at a particular incarnational period, that as well is by choice. Now, many entities are reluctant, if you wish, to recognize the determination of this existence in a particular incarnational period that is made primarily, without this exception of what you refer to as suicide, from a level of consciousness that you're not aware of in your awakened consciousness state. It is not necessarily a level of consciousness that's all that deep. If someone were to pay attention to their consciousness in various levels of meditation, it's possible to become aware quite accurately of when the so-called end of an incarnational period will be. And there are entities who are quite adept, if you wish, at forecasting the termination or terminology of a particular incarnational period. Forecasting it right to the day, if you wish. And so it begs the question, is that a particular form of suicide, knowing that one is going to terminate existing within this vibrational level at a particular time on a particular day? You see, it's all by choice. It's all by choice. Now, when someone chooses to consciously terminate their life, then that's a decision that is made through what you refer to as suicide, but usually some means of violence. And that entity, upon terminating that life, begins to understand absolutely the illusionary nature of your reality. You see, in your altered states of consciousness, it's very difficult to sustain and to maintain the illusion. Difficult. You attempt to do it. When an entity passes over, if you wish, when an entity dies, the reality that you experience continues to be a reflection of the beliefs that you hold. It just becomes much more difficult to maintain that reality and believe that you're not in control. Because in your altered states of consciousness, it's like being in a dream state or in a meditative state. Each of you have been involved in a dream state where you have being involved to what the capacity you refer to as lucid dreaming. And so you have a thought, and suddenly through that thought, you alter the outcome of the dream. You alter the reality that you're experiencing in that dream state. And so it becomes difficult to maintain a reality that's beyond your control, that seems to be beyond your control. And so in these between incarnational states, while you continue to experience realities that validate the beliefs, you quickly become aware that if you change the belief, you can change the reality. And the beliefs and the capacity to understand the beliefs is much more acute in that so-called altered state of consciousness than it is in your awakened consciousness state. While you still exist within the limitations of the veil in that so-called between incarnational state, it is much less effective upon your reality experience than it is in your awakened consciousness state. And as we've suggested many times, it's at that point, if you wish to choose, you can entirely leave this vibrational level, should you so choose. You see, you're here by choice. You are here by choice. And when a person chooses to terminate, if you wish, a life through what you refer to as suicide, it can be a conscious choice, absolutely. But at some level of your consciousness, you have agreed to participate in that type of creation process. You see, when that entity terminates their life to speak of, indeed, they enter into a creation process where they begin to understand that they are in control. Not only do they begin to understand that they are in control, but they begin to grasp the concept of who and what they truly are. They are not suffering anymore. It's not a disastrous effect upon that entity who chooses to terminate their life. It's the entities that are left in this vibrational level, who have agreed to participate in that particular creation process, who have agreed to be involved in that so-called suicidal pact, if you wish, where one entity commits the suicide and the others are left behind to grasp with all of the emotions that are as a result of that. It's those entities that are left behind that experience the difficulties in terms of your awakened consciousness state, in the emotions and feelings that are surrounding that suicidal agreement, if you wish, that at some level of your consciousness, each entity agreed to participate in. That becomes a difficult concept to grasp in your awakened consciousness state. That at some level of your consciousness, you knew, and every entity involved in that situation knew, and agreed to be involved, and rejoiced at the creation process, including that entity who seemingly had the disastrous ending and termination of their existence. It was a choice, an agreement made at various levels of consciousness, even though seemingly the ultimate choice was made in the awakened consciousness state. You see, when it seems that the ultimate choice was made in the awakened consciousness state, then the effect of the feelings and emotions is much more intense than if that individual died in a car crash, for example, seemingly not having made the choice consciously to terminate the death, the existence, rather than experience the death. Nonetheless, the choice is made by that individual and agreed to participate in by all of the other entities involved in the situation. It's just when it's made seemingly from the conscious state that the impact has a much greater effect upon the entities that are left. And it's the entities that are left that experience the intense range of emotions and feelings, not the entity that chose to terminate that particular incarnational period. You see, in your particular society, you believe that to terminate one's life somehow is a violation, if you wish, of the rights of other individuals, and a violation of, in many instances, religious beliefs. Beliefs that you somehow will not experience a very enjoyable afterlife if you have taken your life at your own hands. And yet, if you look in other societies where an entity is put into a position whereby they are about to inflict some type of shame, if you wish, upon the entities or the group of entities that they are associated with. The act of taking one's life can be looked upon as being a very honorable act. Societal beliefs have a huge impact upon the emotions and feelings that one experiences. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. In all instances, and are influenced by the human consciousness, the societal and the individual belief systems. And in an instance like this, you have a prime example of how a societal and an individual belief system can influence the emotions and feelings surrounding the event. And in this particular society that you exist in, when that choice to terminate a incarnational period is made from a conscious state and seemingly carried out by someone without being the result of an accident or of a particular creation process that seems to be beyond your capacity to control, then you look upon it as being negative. And it carries with it intense emotions and feelings. It's important as well to understand that that's why you exist in this vibrational level. You exist in this vibrational level by choice. And that reason for existing in this vibrational level is because you have the capacity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are there and are allowed to be felt because you believe you're not in control. Because you believe that an entity who terminates an existence is somehow not in control of that termination. And when they take it in control in the conscious state, then it can be a very, very difficult concept to grasp. And the intensity of the emotions and feelings are very, very strong as compared to when an individual seemingly terminates their existence in an incarnational period without having the capacity to control that termination. Does that answer your question? Well now, it has indeed been a very enjoyable interaction once again, and we would like to express our gratitude to each of you for offering us this opportunity. For indeed it is a very enjoyable and for us a educational interaction, and we appreciate and are quite thankful for that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, well, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity most certainly from each of you. And now we would bid you farewell with little and with peace.